Ian, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So you're going to be performing Prokofiev's First Violin Concerto with the Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra. But first, let's talk a bit about your history with the violin. How did you start playing? How old were you?
So I was 8. It was purely coincidental, I would say, that we started the violin. We had a family friend who had 2 brothers. I have an older brother. And that family, the younger brother was playing the violin and the older brother was playing the cello, and they decided they didn't enjoy those instruments. And my mom was like, hey, you can give them to us. I will give them a try. And me being the smaller one, I got the smaller instrument, the violin, and my brother, he got the cello, and neither of us have stopped.
So was it love at first holding, or how did it go for you?
It was pretty rough on my end. My brother had a bit of a smoother start to the cello. He picked it up a lot quicker than I picked up the violin. I did not enjoy it for the first couple of years. I remember my mom would be forcing me to practice at least 10 minutes every day. And me being the stubborn little child that I was at 9 years old, I'd be adamant saying, no, I can't do that.
I bet those 10 minutes felt more like an hour.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, as you say, it grew on you. When did you first start to realize, hey, I actually really like this?
It all started with the right teacher. When I auditioned for the Taylor Academy, I'm at the Royal Conservatory of Music. First, I didn't get it. I forgot three quarters of my violin concerto during my audition. But one of the teachers there reached out after seeing the audition thinking, oh, I need to save this guy. After I had lessons with him, I started to realize, hey, music is something that there's deeper levels to what I'm doing right now. And I found those deeper levels really interesting. Having the right guidance there made music a lot more fun and accessible, which made me increasingly like it. And then having opportunities like orchestra, TSY was a big part. All of that started to stack up. And then I got into the groove and started to really like music.
It's true. Infrastructure is such an important part that if, you like something and you're good at something, if there isn't a next step to step into, it can often be the end for people. So it's amazing that you were surrounded, especially at the Taylor Academy at the Royal Conservatory of Music. I'm wondering, though, because, I can tell from your bio that you've been involved in a lot of different music making activities so far. And I'm wondering what in particular the TSYO gives you.
For me, there are really two categories of things that the TSYO offers that you don't really get anywhere else. The first is a community. TSYO is filled with such passionate musicians and such great people. Everyone wants to be there and create the best music possible. And with that, you meet other people who have the same goals as you, who have the same mindset and approach to music as you. Find people that you'll be close with for the rest of your life. I met some of my best friends through TSYO, and I feel like I belong there. The second thing that I would say is opportunity. TSYO is a really good opportunity to improve, not just as an orchestral musician, but also like a solo musician, because all the mentorship you get. First, you get to work with all these professionals. You get coaches that are in the TSO that are helping you throughout the term. We just had our side-by-side concerts with a TSO. You get to ask questions and see how the professional world looks there. The TSO itself has a lot of opportunities for young musicians, like the concerto competition, which I have the privilege of being a winner for. And that gives you the opportunity to play either with the TSYO, or if you get first place with the TSO, that can be really good for you in terms of your music career.
I wanted to pick up on your mentioning the side-by-side performance with the TSO. That was the Visions of Spain program. What was it like to be in the TSO?
So I've been, this is my fourth time doing the side-by-side. And every time I feel like it's such a cool experience because you get to see kind of the professional world and how far ahead they kind of are, especially this year, being next to Jonathan Crowe, the concertmaster of the Toronto Symphony.
I was going to ask you who you were sitting with. Wow.
Yeah, I've known Jonathan Crowe for a while, but it was also cool seeing wow, everything that he's doing, I understand his decisions, but I would never think of that. It's so impressive to me, and I find that really cool, really fun, and kind of humbling in a way as well. It's I got a long way to go,
Well, you've definitely got time to get there. lots to look forward to. Now, you've taken part, you mentioned the TSYO competition. You've taken part in numerous competitions, and it's because of winning the TSYO competition or being a winner that you are going to be performing next weekend. But do you like competitions?
I don't really enjoy competitions. I feel like they're kind of the most unfortunate part of the business in music, where you kind of need competitions to set yourself apart and get opportunities. Obviously, I would not be in the positions that I am if I had not won competitions like the TSYO Concerto competition. But I find it distracting from the real goal of music. And for me, playing alongside others, orchestra, stuff like that is the most important part of music. So because there's such a stake involved, I don't usually play my best. But yeah, sometimes you just have to do them.
Yeah, they do seem to be a built-in part of the scene. And I know what you mean, because you know that people are judging you. It's not just your imagination. Yeah. So I think that's part of what makes it challenging to be your best and be relaxed. But you did very well, obviously, and congratulations. Tell us about the Prokofiev Concerto that you're going to be performing.
So the Prokofiev Concerto I'll be performing, Prokofiev Violin Concerto number 1 in D major. It's actually not played much, and I'm surprised because it's such a beautiful concerto. The opening theme is gorgeous. I stumbled on this concerto after our conductor, Simon Rivard, told me I couldn't play the Sibelius Violin Concerto. Like, he said he knew I could play the Sibelius Violin Concerto, but he said you should pick a level below where you're at so that you can really nail this concert. So I went out of my way and I picked a piece that was harder than the Sibelius. And for the Violin Concerto number 1, didn't know it. I thought it'd be easier. But yeah, it's kind of a monster of a piece. I'm playing the first two movements. There's a lot jam-packed into 14, 15 minutes of playing. But it's such a beautiful piece, such a cool piece, very different than many other concertos. Very difficult, but very fun and very rewarding. So I'm really excited to be playing it, and I'm looking forward to April 29th.
And so are we. Congratulations again, and enjoy yourself out there.
I will. Thank you so much.